And the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink? It's a good thing that I'm not God. I just would not have the patience with the children of Israel, nor would I have patience with many today. But for the sake of the world, it is good that God is God and we are not. I especially don't have patience with those who grumble without a good reason for grumbling. But it seems like people love to complain. I know I do. They like to blame others for the situations that they are in." In the context of our passage, the Israelites complained on the shore of the Red Sea. For the Pharaoh was drawing near, and the people of Israel looked up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. And they feared greatly, and the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, and they said to Moses, "Is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you've taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? Is not this what we said to you in Egypt? Leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." Well, you know what happened. God directed Moses to lift up his arms. The waters parted and Israel went through on dry land, and Moses then lowered his arms and the sea drowned the Egyptian pursuit. Miracle? Absolutely. And that brings us to today's text. I mean, just something in between was a wonderful song that was sung. As Moses and the people of Israel sang out, "I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider he's thrown into the sea." But then they travel 3 days and they gripe and complain. They grumbled, for they had no water. Now I'm told that desert oases are often frequently and far between. They complained because they had gone 3 days between oases. And when they found water, it was undrinkable. So to Moses, they grumbled. I guess they forgot what God had done for them just a few hours before. They forgot the miracle of God. It seems like this plagues the children of Israel, this sort of short memory. Rather than coming and saying to Moses, "We need the help of the Lord again. Why don't you call upon him again in faith?" they grumbled. And Moses turns to the Lord, and the Lord shows him a tree. What does he do with the tree? He tosses it in the water, and the water becomes sweet. Now, some say that that was not a miracle. They deny the miracle by saying that it was some natural process of interaction between the bark and the water and the leaves, perhaps. I would say it's definitely a miracle. Miracle indeed. For one might be able to purify a quart or two of water with some branches. But what would assuage the thirst of 100 or hundreds of thousands or millions? I don't see how any natural chemical reaction between a tree and a pond, a lake, or whatever it was, would purify water any more than striking a rock with a stick would cause it to gush forth water. Miracles of God were there for the benefit of the people. And they would soon see the miracle of manna and slow-moving quail that would come to move to feed the people. Tertullian said it was a miracle that God healed nature. He writes, again, water is restored from its defect to its native state of native grace of sweetness by the tree of Moses. That tree was Christ restoring of himself the veins of what had been envenomed in nature into the all salutary waters of baptism. He indeed had it right. God was acting for the people to save them. And still now, the bloody tree of Christ bears fruit and saves us. There is life in the death of Christ on the tree, as there was life for Israel in that water made sweet by the tree of Moses, so there is life in the tree of Christ. The uncomplaining lamb that was sent forth for us, bearing our sin and shame. What man could not do, God did. He rescued Israel from slavery in Egypt, as he has reassured us and rescued us from the bitter slavery of sin. And the tree is the key. The tree of Christ makes sweet our trials, our tribulations. It is as Gerhardt wrote, "Jesus, grant that balm and healing in your wounds I find." As the Lord promised to be the healer of the Israelites, so Christ heals us by his bloody death. Indeed, every wound that pains or grieves me, by your wounds, Lord, is made whole. When I'm faint, your cross revives me, granting new life to my soul. Yes, your comfort renders sweet every bitter cup I meet, for your all-atoning passion has procured my soul's salvation. How sweet it is! How sweet it is to be redeemed, to be the redeemed, the washed, washed by the blood of the Lamb shed on that tree. Cleansed we are, fed, nourished, rehydrated, as only the healer could. Indeed, with our trials, we need not complain or grumble, for the promise is for us. Take it to heart, my friends, taking your needs, your sorrow, your pain to the tree of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.